WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of good vibes. Ever feel like life's throwing punches left and right? Like you were just trying to keep your head above water in a sea of chaos? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We've got this. And today, we're talking about how to build that inner fortress, that unshakable resilience, using two powerful weapons. Gratitude and positive thinking. Now, I know what you're thinking, gratitude, positive thinking, that sounds a bit fluffy, right? Trust me, it's not some new age mumbo jumbo. It's straight up stoic strategy for navigating the storms of life with grace and strength. Think of gratitude as your anchor in turbulent times. When you focus on what you already have, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny day, you shift your perspective away from what's lacking. It's like training your mind to find the silver lining, no matter how dark the clouds. Positive thinking isn't about ignoring reality, it's about choosing how you respond to it. It's about believing in your ability to overcome challenges and finding the strength to keep moving forward. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that resilience fortress. First, practice gratitude daily. Not just a quick thank you here and there, but a conscious effort to appreciate the little things: a good cup of coffee, a warm shower, a genuine smile from a stranger. You can even keep a gratitude journal, jotting down 3 things you're thankful for each day. Second, reframe your challenges. Instead of seeing obstacles as roadblocks, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. Every setback is a chance to learn something new, to adapt and become stronger. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, right? It took time, effort, and a whole lot of overcoming setbacks along the way. Third, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control your reactions to it. Don't waste energy worrying about things outside your sphere of influence. Instead, channel that energy into taking action in areas where you can make a difference. Fourth, surround yourself with positive people. You know the saying, birds of a feather flock together? Well, it holds true. The company we keep influences our mindset and outlook on life. Seek out people who uplift you, inspire you, and support your growth. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge your imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and remember that everyone stumbles sometimes. You know those days when everything seems to go wrong? Like the traffic is insane, you spill coffee on your favorite shirt, and then your phone decides to take a nap right when you need it most. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if instead of spiraling into frustration and negativity, you took a deep breath, acknowledged the situation with a, well, this is interesting, and looked for the silver lining? Maybe that spilled coffee gave you an excuse to grab a latte from your favorite new cafe down the street. Or maybe that phone malfunction forced you to unplug and actually enjoy a few minutes of peace and quiet. See what I'm saying? It's all about perspective. Listen, building resilience isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey. It takes conscious effort, practice, and a whole lot of self-love along the way. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll find yourself better equipped to handle life's inevitable curveballs, more resilient in the face of adversity, and ultimately, happier and more fulfilled. So, take these takeaways with you today. Practice gratitude, reframe your challenges, focus on what you can control, surround yourself with positivity, and always be kind to yourself. Now go out there and build that resilience fortress. I know you got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of stoic wisdom. And if you have any thoughts or insights to share, drop them in the comments below. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.